Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to TipTV Finance, where we have our regular meeting with Clive Lambert, who's a director at Futures Tech. How are you today, Clive?
Yeah, hi, Zach. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Right, we're going to look at three currency crosses today, starting off with euro-dollar in the wake of the Trump speech to Congress yesterday. Where are we going here?
We've set a weaker tone this morning, which isn't entirely a surprise on the basis of the recent candlesticks. If you look at Friday, Monday and yesterday, all three of those candlesticks had long upper shadows on the daily chart, all of which says every time we're trying to rally, we're running into sellers. And we were running into sellers around, just below 106.43, which is a Fibonacci level. And now we have seen a pullback this morning to 105. What's the low at the moment? 25, which is bang on another Fibonacci level, 105.27. So, yes, this is setting a weaker tone and suggests that if we do, as and when we do break the 105.27 level, and we've got another 21.27 is the area, then we should get going to the downside again, and off we go to 104.50 and 103.50. And that 103.50 level is the low from, when exactly was that? The 3rd of January, according to the chart.
Okay.
And the lowest print for that pair since 2002, that was, which is worth remembering that historical context and where that is. So, yeah, still looking very much on the back foot.
Okay, let's go to the next market, which is pound-dollar. And there was a lot of support there at 124 or near that, but that seems to be giving way now.
Yes, 123.50 was the low on the 8th of February, and we've just been chopping around between 123.50 and 126 even ever since, really. We were forming a very small uptrend line on that chart, which broke yesterday. And again, we're holding 123.50 for now, but if and when that breaks, which is how this chart is shaping up, then off we go to 122.60, 121.40, and then back to the back to that sort of 120 area where we've that has been the true support. If we're disregarding that silly spike back in Asian trade in October.
Right.
120, 121 is the real strong support for this particular pair, and is it's starting to buckle, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay, and finishing off with my favourite, which I was glued to last night. There's a lot of buyers at 112.35 for some reason, just as Mr. Dudley was speaking. I don't know why that would be. But we exploded. That was around 9.20 yesterday evening, I think, something like that. We exploded to the upside. There was a lot of support there anyway, below 112, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this the last few times I've been on, the fact that 111.50 to 112 even is a really strong area of support. And that proved itself once again yesterday when we got down to, I think yesterday's low was 111.69.
Yeah.
And we rallied strongly. The net result on the daily candlestick chart is a hammer candlestick. And, yeah, we've seen some follow-through buying today suggesting that, that one may have bottomed once more at this key Fibonacci level. And again, it fits in with all three charts I've looked at are all suggesting a resurgent US dollar, aren't they? But there is one more hurdle with this dollar yen, and that's 13.78. Looks like a really important resistance to me for a number of reasons, actually. So let's see off 13.78. before we get too excited and look for a move back to 115.50 and then 118.50.
And if you're, of the three situations, what would be your dish of the day? Which is the one which with the highest conviction?
I would say the one with the highest conviction. Well, the one with the highest conviction is cable, but I never have much luck trading cable.
Nor does anybody else. That's what it's there for.
Yeah. So, I mean, the chart says to me that we should be trying to sell cable on the return to that 124 area that you talked about, and put a stop above 124.50, something like that. And we can look for those 122.60-70 area over the coming days and weeks. But again, there's a caveat with that is that this doesn't treat me nicely, I've got to be honest.
Okay, well, we'll see how that pans out. Clive Lambert, Director of Futures Tech, thank you very much for your insight today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.